Welcome to the latest St Johnstone Courier Talking Football podcast. With me, Courier Sports Editor Eric Nicholson, are my colleague Ian Roach and our columnist Jim Spence. Plenty of airtime and column inches have been dedicated to Rangers' deficiencies at Ibrox on Saturday, so it's only right that we turn things round and get stuck into what was another St Johnstone success story. Is it a surprise that there are still people surprised at performances like that from this Saints team, Ian?
No, because they pull them out every now and again, and I think there was a, not a sense of gloom, but folk are looking at St Johnstone, oh, they're struggling now. Played Celtic.
You did them all, didn't you?
I did them all, yes, I did them all. And every time it was, oh my goodness. But hey, it's Celtic, and particularly the Scottish Cup one at Parkhead. Celtic were very good that day.
And they came close in the home one, Saints, didn't they?
Yeah, that was the one that was...
missed a couple of right good chances.
And, they lost it. I think at Saints, they see the Hamilton result as the worst of the lot. And so, but they're bunched together, and you've got three in there in that set. So I think it's been a bit harsh to say it was some kind of major slump, you know. So the bounce back with a, albeit it was a draw, but it was a great, great point for them and a great performance. Tommy, not for the first time, Tommy Wright's tactics worked an absolute treat. And he must have enjoyed going up against Stephen Gerrard because he got the better of him on the pitch, didn't he?
I mean, the tactics aren't a shock, but it's, you know, you need guys that are going to, are going to put them into practice, and you know, St Johnstone are nothing if not well drilled, are they, Jim?
Well, they're very well drilled, and you know, I mean, I kind of sometimes wonder what people expect from St Johnstone. I mean, you know, at the minute they're sitting sixth in the Premiership. I mean, for a club of their size, I mean, you know, we know they're well run and all the rest of it by, well, Stevie Brown now, previously Jeff and all the rest of it. They're a well run outfit behind the scenes. They're a well run outfit on the park, and they've got a lot of very decent players. I mean, I think he went with a 4-1-4-1 at the weekend, didn't he? I mean, these, you know, Rangers' wage bill were about, what, £22-23 million against St Johnstone's, maybe £2 million or something like that, you know. So strictly speaking, you remember how unkind and how uncharitable Gerrard was it last time around where he said, you know, with all due respect, we should be beating teams like this, you know. Well, he didn't beat them,
He never repeated that.
That's right. And I think, you know, Tommy, you know, much was made the last few games against Celtic. You know, by and large, very few beat Celtic anyway.
Not now.
You know, yeah, I mean, we know that. So, I mean, there was some interesting things at the weekend, of course, because Big Xander was injured and Cammy Bell, you know, and goal, that could have thrown them. It didn't, because you've got a pretty settled side. You've got a decent squad there. And you look at the back line with Shocknessy and Kerr in the centre of defence. By the way, Kerr, what a player that lad is. You know, he will go places. Foster and Tans are either side, and it's a happy club as well. I mean, you know, I think Waterspoon's just signed a new two-year deal. You know, Liam Craig and Murray Davidson in that midfield role in there as well. I mean, I like those. I'm a big Liam Craig fan and a Murray fan as well. That's that in Scottish terms, Saints are a good side. They're a solid side. You know, people talk about, oh, you know, they play a certain type of football and all the rest of that. I mean, you know, I've watched loads of them over the piece. I mean, who in Scotland plays like Barcelona? You know, who any place plays like Barcelona? What do people expect? I mean, I think for the squad they've got, for the squad that Tommy's assembled, the size of the club, I think they consistently punch away above their weight. And that was a great result at Ibrox at the weekend.
Jim mentioned it there. It was a draw that was achieved. Well, there was a few people injured, and Tommy made that point early in the week. He was just, you know, all right, a lot's been made of Morelos and all the people that are out of the Rangers teams, but, you know, there was, you know, Tony Waugh and Dre Wright's obviously out for this season. Xander Clark, he's the number one, if you like. I mean, neither of you guys will be surprised that Cammy Bell was able to stand in, though. You saw him for a season at United. He's a experienced goalkeeper who would take that in his stride.
Yeah, he was also a YouTube sensation and caught the attention of people in Italy and France all over when he saved three penalties in the same game. He's always been a terrific shot stopper. He would have loved going to Ibrox, getting the chance to step into that arena and get a clean sheet. Wonderful for him. And, I mean, how good must it be for Tommy Wright to see that such a good goalkeeper and Xander Clark, but if he comes out, he's got an experienced guy just to swat into a fixture like that. Wonderful.
Well, okay. they've got to sell Big Xander for millions at the end of the season. I can't believe he's. I mean, he's got to be in the next Scotland squad.
He's injury. He's now poor. It's really unfortunate timing. He's going to be out for weeks. The club have said rather than months. So we're talking a few weeks now. The next Scotland games are the March 21st. Yeah, so. Yeah. Would the cynic in me suggest that it gives Alex McLeish to not pick him after Tommy's been very vocal about him not getting picked last? Am I being too cynical there, Jim?
Well, I mean, the only thing you could say is that it would be a perfect, and I don't even mean an excuse, it would be a perfect reason to say, look, the guy's injured, we can't have him in the squad, you know? But next time around, you know, I think you'd have to be smart PR-wise this time, say, but next time around, we've definitely got Ryan.
He has to get in.
We've been watching him, and he's been superb. You know?
If they don't get him in before the end of the season, something's gone wrong, hasn't it?
I mean, he's tremendous. I mean, is it 11 clean sheets or so this season? I mean,
Broke a club record for clean sheets.
He's handling it. He's taking off cross balls. For a big guy, he gets done really smartly. He's decent with the feet. You know, he's
the saves that really impressed me was on the clock. Are the ones low... And he gets a strong hand on it.
Big strong hand.
Puts them out of danger. No, he's a bit. I mean, to my eyes, we've seen a few good goalkeepers in this part of the world. I think he's a better goalkeeper than Scott Bain, personally. You know,
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, I think at the least he deserves some words of encouragement from the Scotland absolutely setup. As we probably know, I mean, I raised it with. Peter Grant the last time. I didn't like the answer that I got. It was a bit, you know,
dismissive. Kind
of brushing it off, a bit dismissive.
And factually incorrect, wasn't it?
And I think the least he deserves for a fantastic season, if he is going to be injured, and we can keep fingers crossed for him now that he makes, he's available by that time, but maybe it's not looking so good. But if he is injured at that point, then what harm is there in saying, look, he's really kind of on the brink of coming in. We actually might have brought him in this time, but the injury. So keep playing as you're playing, and then you'll be in the squads in future. Mm. What harm is there in saying that?
There's no harm, a goalkeeper that's
played so well this season.
And it's good public relations after the mess they made of it the last time, you know. But the key thing is this: he would be an merit. His quality, you know. He's not playing in the Dundee Junior League, you know. He's playing at the top level of Scottish football, and week in, week out, he's denying the best strikers in our country, you know? And he's got, to me, all the right. He's a guy, again, who went out on loan. He's earned his corn out there on loan the hard way and all that.
Much like Jason Kerr.
Absolutely. You know, he's knuckled down, he's buckled down at his trade, and he's learned. He's still a young keeper. Well, I say young, I mean, he's, what, 20, is he 26 now?
Is he as old as that? You know, mid-20s, yeah.
I mean, as a goalie, it's nothing, you know. Yeah. He's learning his trade, he's got a great career ahead of him.
Just as an aside, there was a lovely photograph at the end of the game at McDermott Park, him and getting congratulated by Scott Brown, Celtic captain, singling him out and putting his hand on his back and saying, well played, you know. It doesn't happen all the time, but he made a beeline for Clark.
I mean, the guys that have got most of the plaudits this season for Saints, obviously Dre Wright before he got his injury. There was a spell with Tony Watt, though he's gone off the boil. Shaughnessy, Kerr, Davidson, they've been regulars. But I think Tommy, he singled out Chris Kane, and I think the description he gave about his performance, he says it was almost. He says basically, if he'd got a goal, it would have been the perfect lone striker performance, which is pretty good praise. I mean, I've always thought Chris Kane, he's been unlucky with sort of niggles, and obviously there was the obvious comparisons with Stevie May when he came through, but he looks like a potentially very good Premiership striker if he maybe believed himself a wee bit more.
Yeah, that's something I think you work on with. Some players are naturally born with a strong self-belief. Others less so. I'm a big believer in two things in the game. One of them we've bought into. The second we haven't yet. We've now bought into sports science. We all know that, you know, that the body, some days, you know, the tank is empty and that requires proper fuel, proper rest, proper training, all the rest of it. The other thing we haven't bought into, I suspect, in Scotland yet is we haven't properly brought into sports psychology. I know there are people about bringing motivational speakers and stuff. I'm talking about proper charter sports psychologists. It's a big belief of mine that, you know, the mind is every bit as important as the physical body. You can train the physical body. The mind needs to be trained, and from an early age as well, I think, in terms of confidence, in terms of kind of self-belief, in terms of kind of channeling motivation and all the rest of that. I'm not suggesting that he suffers from a lack of any of these things, but some players almost have that naturally. It's like any other walk of life, other people need that brought out of them. And incidentally, just to touch on, we were talking about that performance. I mean, Saints almost won the game. It was a beautiful lob chip from Blair Olsen, which, you know, only the thickness of the bar denied him, so they could have won that. But no, I mean, I think, you know, in terms of Kane, he was leading the line on his own at the weekend. I've seen a fair bit of him as well. He's a player I like, and I think there's a lot more to come from him.
I always feel sorry for the lone striker if they come off the pitch and they haven't scored. I mean, they've done everything that the manager's asked of them, short of that. But because they're a striker, and that's their job is to get goals, and there's just that element. But I mean, that's big praise from Tommy Wright.
But Tommy's good at that, isn't he?
And I think that's a 9.5 out of 10.
I think he's as good as said he's going to get a run of games now. You know,
do you need?
And listen, it's not just us in the media that have made the comparisons with Stevie May over the years. We've spoken to David Wotherspoon at the start of the week. And he said, having played in that team there, he said it was very, very much like having Stevie May back there, just those selfless runs, you know, getting the team up and all that sort of thing. So they see that in him. I mean, he's had runs of goals. I remember, I know it was in the Scottish Cup against Albion Rovers, he got his hat trick. And I don't know if you were at the game last year, he absolutely terrorised Stephen Colker and Meekins at Dens Park.
He's a really mobile player, isn't he? I mean, you know, I would almost argue he's a more mobile player than Stevie May was. I mean, Stevie got himself a bit another rest of it. Kane, to me, looked slightly more mobile.
Stevie May was in one of the other podcasts we were talking about Andrew Nelson shooting on sight, and Stevie May was very much of that ilk. Maybe that's something Kane maybe needs to be a wee bit more selfish and just get his shots away a bit more.
It's a well-meaning comparison. You know, folk are well-meaning when they're comparing him to a St Johnstone legend like Stevie May. I mean, you know, he's his own man, he's going to develop in his own way, and he may be slightly different. It's interesting that the comparisons are getting drawn about his movement. You can see that. You can see that when he plays. But no, he was absolutely excellent against Rangers and pulled them all over the place at the back. So good things expected from him, I think.
Jim mentioned Wotherspoon there, and he signed a new 2-year deal. They're getting a lot of their players tied up on new contracts, and Tommy described him, I think the phrase he used was a manager's dream. And that's, every club needs these versatile midfield. I know that midfielders tend to always want to play in the middle, or a lot of them tend to always want to play in the middle, but to have a guy that you could play wide right, play wide left, play in the middle, that is a manager's dream, isn't it?
The word versatile is the curse of a footballer.
It is.
Player.
People use it in a bad way, don't they?
Well, that's a problem. People
say versatile. Utility man. You know. Player,
Nobody's fit, so give him the shirt this week. No, I mean, I think he's a great player. He's a really solid professional, and I think he can play anywhere. I think he's been a terrific addition to St Johnstone. He's a local boy, isn't he? He's a local guy, you know. And I think the fact that he's signed the deal, I mean, you know, Tommy's put roots down, hasn't he, at Saints? You know, he's just signed a new two and a half year deal. You know?
You get your cut, Jim?
I should be getting a cut for the very many fine columns I've done on him, you know. But no, I mean, he's signed a new 2.5 year deal. You've got a Saints squad, I think, that assembled. That, you know, here's the thing, I always think this when you think of Saints. When the season starts, you never contemplate St Johnstone being relegation candidates. Just, you know, it's a million miles in your mind. You would never say, who do you think will go down this season? You look and you go, the usual suspects, you know, depending on who's come up. You never contemplate that.
And what a fantastic achievement on its own that is.
Yeah.
You know, to be sitting six. And I think they'll hang on, personally. I think
for the top six, Ian?
Yeah.
I do as well.
I think they'll stay in the top half. And I think we were looking at the set of fixtures. You know, it's tricky for them just now, obviously. But then they've got
Celtic and Rangers out the way now, basically. And I think, we were looking at the fixtures, and Saints have Aberdeen on Saturday, and after that, it's pretty much most of the bottom six teams that they've got left to go. Motherwell have got tough fixtures coming up now. It will be tight. You think Motherwell, Hibs,
you're on some Saints, run by
Livingston,
them,
Livingston are dropped out of it now, but Saints are in touch with Hearts as well. You can't, you know, you wouldn't rule out them than pulling them back either, would you?
Well, here's something to throw in the mix as well. I think there'll be St Johnson fans should be supporting Dundee on Friday night, because if Hibs win that game, I think they would go above St Johnson on goal difference.
Yeah.
But I fancy Dundee for that one, to be honest. So, you know, I think Saints will be fine.
But they've got, I think, you would think if they drew against Hibs and drew against Motherwell, you know, and picked up a couple of wins against Hamilton and St Mirren, you'd think that would probably be enough, wouldn't it, Jim?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that, you know, there's I kind of wonder how deep the squad is, perhaps, you know, in terms of experience and all the rest of it. It's got a good squad.
Tony Watt going off the boil, Tony,
I mean, I like Tony. I think Tony's got qualities. I mean, what's Tony's contractual situation?
He's out of contract in the summer.
He's out in the summer, right. So that's, but he's made kind of all the right noises.
There's a man that needs to put down roots, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah, I mean, for a young man in his mid-20s.
That's right, and he's talked about how, you know, Tommy's the right type of manager for him and all the rest of it, can be honest with him and open with him and has brought the best out of him. That's what professional athletes, which is what they are like. I mean, you know, the great holy grail for a professional footballer is consistency all the time. You know, and so the great ones achieve it, the really good ones achieve it. Others, and sometimes also potentially great ones, are up and down. They're like a roller coaster. They're up, they're down, they're up and down for many reasons. I mean, I like Watt. I think he's a fine player. And I suspect Tommy is the type of guy to bring the best out of him, but I think they've got a decent enough squad. And I mean, Ian's camp, I think top six is a definite, I think a probability as opposed to a possibility for them.
It's Aberdeen on Saturday, as we mentioned there, and there'll be an inevitable, easy for me to say, inevitable focus on Joe Shaughnessy, because if Aberdeen have confirmed they want to bring him back. If you're in his, are you encouraged by the fact that he hasn't agree to move away? That would tend to suggest to me that he was still open to the idea of staying with Saints.
Yeah, I also think he's a good type. That even if
good fit for St Johnson,
yeah,
isn't he?
Even if he were to leave, he would play his heart out for the rest of the season. I would think. No, I think it's fine. And as for Aberdeen, I mean, they'll be looking to bounce back from a ropey result against St Mirren. But I mean, I've spoken to other journalists that did that game, and I think St Mirren were unlucky not to actually win it, which is a concern for Aberdeen. So, you know, it's a winnable one, and some of the best recent performances from Cobs in our area has been St Johnstone against Aberdeen. Sometimes, I mean, it's been some terrific performances.
I mean, with Shaughnessy, Jim, I mean, there's countless players have left McDermott Park over the years, and you can think of very, very few who have gone on, and I know they get more money, but very few who, in a pure football career-wise, have gone on to improve after the left St Johnson.
It's, you know, it's that kind of great warning cry, isn't it? Be careful what you wish for in life. If you're chasing the money, would you earn more money at Pittodrie? Undoubtedly, you know, undoubtedly. I mean, at Aberdeen pay much bigger wages than Saints. I know Saints pay a very decent win bonus system and all the rest of it. Aberdeen, you know, are one of the top three or four earners in Scotland. There's no doubt about that. You know, I used to not be a believer in retracing your steps. In the modern game, it's almost neither here nor there. It's a wee bit like the contract situation. I was never particularly keen when guys signed what are called pre-contracts, you know.
When it was a manager that... It's not as even as if there's been a change of manager. No, it was Dermot McInnes that didn't play him.
Didn't,
you know,
play him.
Obviously didn't fancy him.
So you kind of ask yourself, what's changed? I know the manager, what's happened? Why would he now have more belief in me? Okay, I've matured, I've developed as a player and all the rest of that. But will things change? And you know what, ultimately, see, at the end of the day in football, as in all other things in life, I always think it comes down to the personal. Do you want to go and work for somebody? I mean, I know I've worked for people... and sometimes take what would have been seen as a sideways step because I wanted to work for and with that individual because I knew that they, you know, admired or thought well of what miserable talents I brought to bear.
It's very kind of you, Jim.
You know, and that might be what is going through Joe Shaughnessy. Actually, I have to say, I had a drink with Willie Miller the other week, and that was a big Barney. What are we calling him? Is it Shaughnessy or Shaughnessy? You know, it's apparently Shaughnessy.
I'm still Shaughnessy.
Shaughnessy, it was Shaughnessy. Okay. He'd been told it was Shaughnessy, you know. I can't quite remember. We were in the horseshoe bar in Glasgow.
What's he been told about where he's going to go in the summer? He could have a week. Could have a week exclusive on this podcast, Jim.
I just get your drunken conversations.
That's the problem with these things, isn't it? You can't quite remember what you were told.
Maybe he's his brother. He's one.
I don't know. I don't know whether he'll whether it would be a wise move or not. You never know these things in football. You know, I mean, it's. He's got all the talent in the world, isn't he? You know, and undoubtedly there'll be other suitors. I'd have thought. Well,
the one thing I will predict is we won't be allowed to speak to him before the game, or probably after. So we'll probably have to wait a wee while till we find out. Well, thanks again, guys. There'll be more Saints Talking Football podcasts in the near future. And if you want to hear what we've got to say about Dundee and Dundee United, there are ones on them recently recorded too. If you like the podcast, we'd be grateful if you spread the word, or even better, leave a review or a simple rating on iTunes or wherever you find your podcasts. Thank you.